1-800-259-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch here into hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
The number again, 1-800-259-9231, and join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you to access their website. We give it away, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com as we go to a man who has his own website, obscuredtruth.com. Sam is on the line as he prepares to move from his home in Texas up here to beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, to join, or I guess you've already joined the Free State Project, but to join the hundreds of other activists who have made the move. And I know that a number of people are really looking forward to you coming up here because, well, I mean, I think you're a hero to a lot of people, Sam. You've been doing a lot of activism all on your lonesome, really, without hardly anybody else to back you up down there in Texas. And, of course, you've been calling in over the past 6 months or so and telling us all about it, well, maybe even longer than that, but telling us all about almost a year at this point, telling us about the amazing things you've done alone. And I think a lot of activists up here are excited to be able to back you up when you're out there doing these things in the future here in New Hampshire. And you were just getting into telling us about your adventures in legal land today, which involved the government people down there in Texas. You had requested some records for them. Was this in relation to one of the speeding tickets that you'd gotten? I forget what it was in relation to.
This is actually not in relation to anything. You can just, as a citizen, go down to the court and ask to look at some case files.
I see. So that's what you were looking for.
That's what I did in one case. Now, it just so happened that my brother happened to be arrested in the period that I asked for all the records, all the case files for, and they decided to not include that one in what they sent me. So they secreted a government document from an official open records request, which is a felony. But they didn't seem too concerned about that. And in another case, I dropped off a open records request to the police department to find out who this officer is that was criminally trespassing outside my property that I was telling to leave, that agreed to leave, and then didn't leave.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. And you posted that. You did post that video over at obscuredtruth.com, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet, okay.
I'm kind of putting a story together. I think I'm going to wait until I get up to New Hampshire and then put a nice series together on all of this stuff.
Soon to come, you'll be able to see that footage.
Yes,
obscuredtruth.com.
Right here on Free Talk Live. So, this other request went to the police department asking for all their records, so I know exactly what to go in and ask for. And it's really kind of a pain in the butt request because they're not giving up this officer's name and all of these. Cops, all these supervisors keep stepping in to shield this officer from prosecution so that I can't find out who he is. And they're breaking laws in the process.
You're just trying to find out the guy's name so you can go after him. And they're trying to create dead ends for you. And so today you say that I guess the deadline had passed for them to get the records to you at this point?
Yes. And so I went in also. I paid the last speeding ticket, the $400 that they wanted, and I asked for their tax ID. So that I could fill out a W-9 form and report that to the IRS to make sure that they're paying taxes on it. And they told me to go to the city hall. And then I said, okay, you know, there's one more thing to this clerk. And I pulled out the 25 cases that they sent me. And I said, I got this in the mail. Now, I asked to inspect the originals, and these are copies. Since you've sent them all photocopied to me, I assume you've gathered the records and they're ready for me to inspect, so I'm ready to take a look at them. And she's just like, you know, fumbling around, well, why did this come from the police? And I said, that's a good question, because in the envelope, they didn't send any kind of cover letter. There was nobody's name on who sent it, and it came from the police department, and I was requesting records from the court.
Interesting.
It turns out the city has the Plano Police Department has its own attorney who works for Greg Rushen, who is the chief of police.
Okay.
Now, Greg Rushen is the guy that I'm accusing of a criminal conspiracy because all of his supervisors are shielding this man from prosecution that was trespassing on my property. And so now that the lawyer didn't respond to this open records request, he's joined into that criminal conspiracy, and it's just gotten bigger and it looks worse for them.
Wow.
You see how it builds here?
Yeah, because they're all trying to protect one another. It's the good old boys network.
It's the thin blue line.
Well, it's more than that, though. I mean, because they're not all cops. You're talking
about
a lawyer and some of the other bureaucrats as well.
It's really, it's attacking the system itself,
right.
And they can't have that going on. So I pulled out those 25 cases, and I said, look, we've got a real problem here because these are court records, and either not all the records are in here, and if that's the case, this clerk 29, he secreted records from an official open records request, and that's a felony, and I'm going to put him in front of the grand jury. If they are complete and you're saying that this is your response to the request, then there are documents missing from every one of these. There's not a single criminal complaint in any of these case files, and I know that this court wouldn't have jurisdiction if there's no sworn criminal complaint. So they had to be in there. The question is, who's got them? Because whoever's got them is committing a felony in the state of Texas because they have them to the exclusion of the clerk of the court.
And if it was you committing a felony, they wouldn't hesitate to do, I guess, arrest you might not be the right word. But
they'll arrest you, sure.
Arrest you eventually.
Absolutely. So I told her, and there's 25 right there, so that's 25 felonies. Somebody needs to look into this and find out who's got those records.
Nice.
Hold on, sir. Let me go talk to my supervisor.
Yeah, she doesn't want to deal with that crap. I wouldn't want to either.
And I had a cameraman behind me this time. One of my neighbors runs a business,
really?
And he loaned me one of his employees who's a big Ron Paul supporter.
Oh, cool.
Through camera to film it.
So great.
We've got better footage this time. And eventually I get the supervisor for the court, the lady that works directly for the judge. And she comes out.
So this is not the clerk? It's some sort of head office lady?
She's the court administrator, I think.
Okay.
She's like the supervisor over the court, was my understanding.
All right.
So she tells me, you know, well, we don't have those records. And I'm like, well, who's got them? Where are they? Well, we don't know.
Mm.
And she called these lawyers and stuff at City Hall and everywhere else, and I asked for all their names and started filling out my contact sheet, getting all this information. And she tells me to call the police attorney. And I said, well, he's the one that didn't respond to the request I sent to the police department. He's a criminal. I'm not going to him. You need to find somebody else that's not a criminal to respond to this. And she looked at me just like, well, that's all I can do. You have to go see him.
Mm. So did you go see him?
Well, not quite. They walked away for a little bit and went back and conferenced again. The guy, we went in at lunchtime, so that the office or the waiting area of people paying tickets was pretty packed. And the guy next to me looked over and he's like, are you a lawyer? And I used one of Randy Kelton's lines and I said, oh, no. I'm much worse than a lawyer. I'm not afraid of judges. And he looked at me and he goes, dude, what's your website?
Awesome.
Starts writing it down. So they eventually come back and tell me, you know, the records aren't there and so forth. So then I go over to City Hall to visit with the city attorneys and find out just what's going on, because I believe that they are supervising this police attorney. I didn't know at that point that he worked for Greg. Now, I go in there, and we get these two nice secretaries sitting at the lady. They ask what it's about, and I start to explain the felony charges that I'm witnessing here. And the one lady turns to the other and goes, you better go get the attorneys right now.
Mm.
She gets up and runs to the back room. The city attorney comes out. She orders the cameras off, and I tell her, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And so she tells one of the other lawyers to call the police, and I told her,
great,
don't bother, I'm calling them right now.
Nice.
And so I got my cameraman's phone, and I called 911.
Hey, did you do this on camera? Is there footage of this, too?
Yes, yes. And I called the...
I'm just imagining their faces just turning white.
Well, what she did is she didn't call the 911. She's got the number, so she called the watch commander and had him come out.
Uh-huh.
So now I've got another, and it's a guy I haven't met yet. So now we have another supervisor being called out, which is not real bright for them, because if he breaks the law, he joins the criminal conspiracy, and now there's yet another supervisor in there.
Oh, the suspense is building. Hang on, Sam. We're going to come back. We'll find out what happened. So you were both calling the police at the same time.
Yep.
We'll get to the rest of the story here in a moment. Sam confronting the bureaucracy, and he's...
I like the idea of playing their game, you know? using
with video
it
cameras.
Them. Yep.
I like the idea of doing it with video cameras and seeing what they do about it. So we'll find out what happened to Sam here in moments and take your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features on the site include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com and check out Bureau Crash's Podcrash, where your host, Zach Fix, provides an interesting, principled look at the issues. Listen as they discuss activism, market alternatives to government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative. Always pro-freedom at bureaucrash.com. That's bureaucrash.com as we go to a man who has some experience in crashing the bureaucracy, Sam from the Obscured Truth Network, and he continues to crash, I suppose, for lack of a better term, going in and using their system publicly, bringing in cameras and audio recorders and showing people what the reality is with this government system, that it's not there to serve and protect, except to serve and protect itself. It's certainly not. They are certainly not your servants as much as they might proclaim to be. And that's something that you've certainly uncovered here, Sam, as you have requested, put in a request for some records. And the government bureaucrats have essentially dodged the request. And you went in there looking for the records. You went to the court, which is where the records were supposed to be. They told you they didn't have them. So you asked them who did. They told you you need to go talk to, I believe it was the police chief. And
they said, we don't know where they are.
Right, but I thought they suggested that you should go talk to the police chief. And
The lawyer for the police department.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. And you said that didn't make you feel too comfortable because considering one of the people you were going after in essentially this whole process is you were going after the police chief for essentially committing a felony, is that right?
Exactly. If they're secreting documents from open records requests, then it's a felony. If they are denying me of my rights or privileges or whatever, then it's 3903, which is a Class A misdemeanor, so it's a little lighter in that case.
So you've begun just kind of taking down names of all these bureaucrats who are obfuscating and trying to misdirect you and protect the other bureaucrats. There's one particular cop whose name you're trying to unearth. That's one of the things you're trying to do here. And it seems like the system is just clamping down to do whatever it can to prevent you from finding this information out. So where do we leave off in your story? Can you just briefly recap and then continue?
Sure. So I was in the city attorney's office in City Hall talking to them because I believed that was one of the ladies, one of the people that the head lady at the court called and got advice, legal advice from. So I went and talked to them. You know, they saw the cameras eventually that once the attorneys came out, demanded I turn them off.
Was it the attorneys that demanded that?
Yeah, it was the head attorney for the city of Plano. And see, now I'm getting to the heads of the court, to the head attorney in the city, so because my complaints are becoming more dangerous, more effective. So now they're, you know, it's immediately going to the head of the department, which is very good.
Great. And he did not want you to have the camera on, so they threatened you with calling the police. You said you'd call the police. You pulled out your cell phone and began to do that. And I think that's where we left off.
Right. So we both called the police, and two officers show up. I got there. Oh, while I was on the phone with 911, they had me repeat exactly what the allegation was, the 3903. And I think it's because the 911 operator was getting other people on the phone. Now, if next time I'm going to call them on that, and if they're bringing, like, if she brings the chief on or any of these sergeants who are named in these criminal complaints, then she's aiding and abetting in this criminal conspiracy, and I can go after the 911 operator. So nice. I'm going to have some fun with that.
So the two cops showed up. Did they show up at different times? Were they responding to the two different calls, or were they together?
Yeah, they did. So the watch commander was called on his personal phone. I called 911. The two officers show up first, and then the watch commander comes in shortly. I get his name. And then we start talking, and the lawyers want to meet with me in the back room without the cameras.
Of course.
I ask the officer if they're going to arrest this attorney for 3903, deny me of my right. She refuses. I ask him if they're going to swear.
What's your name, officer?
Well, I ask him if they're going to swear this criminal complaint that I have or authenticate it, which is their duty as a police officer, and they both refused.
Uh-oh.
Then I turned to the watch commander and said, you going to do anything about this? And he goes, I'm not going to arrest the sergeant. I said, okay, so you're going to join them, basically.
Wow.
So now I've got criminal charges against the three of them for failure to uphold their duty. I go back in the room back there, and there's two attorneys. The cops try and come in, but they're like, no, we don't need you guys. It's okay.
So you had agreed to leave the camera outside?
Yeah.
Just to see what they had to say?
My cameraman stayed out there, and as soon as I left, they told him, you get out of here. And he's not as experienced as I am,
right.
So he stepped out of the office.
Gotcha.
And I'm talking to them, though, in this room. She tells me to sit down.
Were you rolling audio on them by chance?
Yes and no. I'll have to explain that later.
Okay.
I had some problems because, you know, new cameraman, and I didn't prep all my equipment exactly, so
right.
some things didn't get captured that,
okay.
oh, would have been so beautiful. So I explain, you know, what's going on, and they're laughing at me at first, okay?
Right, aha, amateur, you don't know what you're doing.
And then I showed them how they responded to the open records request, and I said, if this is the response and these records are missing, you guys have a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever responded to this, and she stopped me, and she goes, well, who responded to it? So I pulled out and said, look, I got this, a copy of my open records request, a stapled photocopy of the 25 case files in an envelope with no cover letter,
yeah.
nobody's name on it, and no return address, and it's a document, it's a records request asking for court records, and it was returned from the police department.
Mm.
Who's going to explain this? And she looked, and then once I laid out the 25 felonies and things, the situation changed. They did not want me making those allegations. They started correcting me and really getting defensive. Mm. And, I mean, it was so much fun.
So they got pretty nervous then, is what you're saying, these
they
attorneys.
They did, a little bit. I think they're starting to get scared and realize, uh-oh, this guy may be able to do something here.
Mm.
So we, in that meeting, I walk out and leave and go down to the police department to see this guy who is the criminal. And he finally comes out in the lobby. I start asking.
Now, wait, who is this? Who are you talking to?
This is the attorney for the police department.
Okay.
The one who didn't respond to the police request. And I think that he's the one who sent me the 25 case files.
Got it.
But didn't put his name on it. And I told the lawyers, I said, whoever didn't put their name on it did so because they committed a felony because there's documents missing from mm. here. And when they heard that, it was, yeah, it changed the situation.
So you got to talk to this guy.
Yeah, so he comes out in the police lobby there.
Was your cameraman back at this point?
He was back.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we had a problem with the FireWire cable, and it didn't get recorded.
Darn it.
I start asking him about these documents.
That's why
denying.
When you get here to New Hampshire, we need two cameramen.
We need five.
Absolutely. The more the merrier. Hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back more with Sam from the Obscura to Truth Network. You can see some of his work, see some of the footage, not from this particular incident, but past encounters with the bureaucrats over at obscuredtruth.com to see where he's coming from on all this. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, as well as a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Of course, the program is brought to you by the Free State Project. And specifically, we're promoting the Liberty Forum at this point in time. You know about the Free State Project if you listen to the show. We talk a lot about it because, well, we're participants. Julia, you and I, we both moved up here back in 2006 as participants in the Free State Project. The point, of course, is to gather as many liberty-loving activists here in New Hampshire as possible. And there have been hundreds of movers so far. People have moved from all across the country, some even from around the world, moving here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. And somebody leveled a critique recently on the Free Talk Live BBS saying that, well, Ian, you talk a good game about how centralization is bad, but yet you support the Free State Project. And I think Dennis got...
Well, I was just thinking... I can understand sort of the confusion in that, and I believe that was in the topic that was about the critique that I had about you.
It was.
But I think that the confusion there just tends to be that, like, the Free State Project may sound like a centralized idea, but it's really, I mean, there's no people in charge of the Free State Project, which
right.
actually really aggravates a lot of the bureaucrats.
Oh, it
like,
does.
They're
it confuses
always,
them.
Who's in charge here?
Right.
But nobody's in charge. All the Free State Project is an agreement to move, and that's it. Like, I don't ever think about the Free State Project or talk about the Free State Project because...
Outside of the show.
Right, because right. I just live in New Hampshire now, and sometimes when I have time and I feel like it, I do activism.
Right, so the difference is between centralization and gathering people together is that centralization, when we talk about centralization, that means like centralized command and control, where there is some sort of leader, and that leader delegates tasks, and there's an organization, and everybody's part of the organization, they follow the leader. That's kind of centralization as we know it. When we're centralizing right. power,
if
that's
we,
what happens.
If the Free State Project member had a, or the Free State Project had a board, and there is a board, but they just really deal with like funding and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But if there was a board, like an activism board, and we all had to appeal to the board, and the board spent years trying to figure out what we should all be doing.
Yeah, you go over here and do this, and yeah. you go do that, and no, you can't do that, but
that
you can do this.
That would be centralized, and that would not work.
Exactly. Whereas concentration is a completely different situation. What the Free State Project is all about is about concentrating activism, and a lot of those activists are going to be meeting up and hanging out and socializing and doing a little after-hours partying and essentially gathering together in a convention-style atmosphere at the upcoming Liberty Forum. You can meet a number of the people that you hear on this show, not just Free Talk Live, though we'll be there broadcasting live, but also some of the personalities that you hear on the phone lines. I believe Sam from the Obscure Truth Network may actually be in attendance at the Liberty Forum this year. Are you planning on it, Sam?
Absolutely.
Great. So we'll definitely look forward. I'm sure a number of our listeners are looking forward to getting the chance to meet you. You might have your cameras there from obscuretruth.com. And people can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered and do it soon, like real soon, because the early bird discount price is going to go away, I believe, in the next couple days. So go now to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code, which is 2009FTL, and save yourself 10%. That's 2009FTL. And get registered for the 2009 Liberty Forum. It's happening, by the way, in the first weekend of March. So, Sam, you're telling us a story about what happened to you today down in Texas, where you've been kind of raising a ruckus with the Texas bureaucrats down there. You've gone in, you've asked for a, you've made an official records request, and they have done everything they possibly can to prevent you from getting the records that you're looking for. They point you in different directions, and the bureaucrats say it's not their responsibility. Go talk to this other bureaucrat. You went and you did that, and you've now the where you left off in your story was you're confronting the attorney for the police department in the lobby. Is that right?
Yes, who works for the chief.
Okay.
And he is also the attorney who ignored an open records request and secreted government documents, which is a felony.
Got it.
So, unfortunately, we had a camera problem and didn't capture this. It was pretty quick. He came out. I started laying out the felony charges in front of him and asking him who responded from the police department to this request, who sent this letter. And it didn't take too much of that before he just said, "We're done talking," mm-hmm. and turned and left and was laughing as he walked away.
Wow. Oh, it's funny to him.
That's going to look great in front of the grand jury.
Wow.
And that was it. You know, I couldn't do anything else. So I went back home, reviewed some of the footage, and I decided to call the county court. Now, this is where the grand jury process happens. And really, mm-hmm. I already had enough to go to the district attorney at the county court.
So hold on a second. Question on the grand jury process, since I know next to nothing about it. Is there a grand jury in each county?
Yes.
Okay.
And I called this lady to find out all the information about how it works in Texas. In Texas, in this county, there's two. They meet on Tuesday and Thursday every week. Mm. In Keene, it's probably lighter than that. It'd be once a month. They rotate the judges, so I know the judges who are impaneling the grand jury, so I know who to bring criminal complaints to now. And they sit for 6 months, and they told me that the grand jury is already out, and the new one will be impaneled in January. They don't know who they're going to be yet, and I think they may be meeting tomorrow. So I'm going to go down and see if they're meeting tomorrow, and if they are.
So you think they were lying to you about the grand jury being done?
I think the lady who works for the judges who sets up the grand jury might be lying to me, and if she is, that's a big, big problem.
Oh, boy. So how are you going to find out if the grand jury is meeting? I mean, they might not tell you that.
Well, I'm not going to need them to tell me. I'm going to find it.
Hmm.
I can't go into too much of that.
You have a plan.
It's secret.
Okay.
So I have to wait. So While I've got her on the phone, I'm asking, you know, okay, so once the grand jury is done with their deliberations, do they come and present them in open court? Because the Criminal Code of Procedure in Texas, Article 124, says public trial. The proceedings and trials in all courts shall be public.
Hmm.
And I asked her, so once they're done deliberating, they come and present the indictments in open court, right? Because presenting an indictment from the grand jury is a proceeding in a case. It shall be public. They have no option.
Right.
And she said, oh, no, they just come to me and I enter them on the judge's behalf in private.
Hmm.
And I said, are you aware that's in violation of the criminal code? Well, I just do what they tell me.
Just following orders.
So I told her, you know, she's in violation of 124, and she didn't seem too concerned with that at all. And she said, no, these are done in secret.
Oh, my.
And she just confessed to a crime on the phone with me and then told me to call the district attorney. And I'm going to do something a little better than that tomorrow. And your listeners will have to wait and see.
Ooh, very intriguing. So you got the phone call recorded with her as well?
Yes, and I actually sent that to you in an email.
I saw that. I hadn't had a chance to listen to it yet, so that's where it lies. You're going to continue this process tomorrow as you try to hunt down the grand jury to see if they actually are still impaneled or not.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to share tonight, Sam?
That's all. I'm really looking forward to getting up to New Hampshire. Attending the events is funny. I haven't even thought of that. I've always watched the videos afterwards. It's going to be a whole other experience to be there in person and get to take part in it.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and I thank you for the call and the story, and good luck tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. 800-259-9231, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com.
I got to say, to use a cliche statement, he has the patience of a saint, because I...
Dealing with the bureaucrats?
Gosh, about 2 hours of that, I'd be done. Gosh, when he's describing all these RSAs and the talking, you know, where they transfer you from bureaucrat to bureaucrat, I hate that. That infuriates me so much. Because where I work, I'm the only person that the call is ever transferred to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I need to talk to a manager. Okay, what can I do for you?
And you take care of it.
I take care of it. And if I can't take care of it, I get the person's number. I call the person who I know can take care of it, figure out what to do, and then call them back.
Well, you have responsibility in your job, whereas the bureaucrats, they don't really understand that concept. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Marketing plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the fact that we give you the features on the website for free, and the show is free, and you like the show, and you want to help us out, you can become an amplifier. You can join the AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Join it for $3 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do that, and that will get you a few perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But most importantly, you'll be helping get Free Talk Live into new ears around the world via radio stations across the United States or via, you know, the Internet, bringing new listeners on that way. And we've got some bigger plans, global satellite channels around the world. So people in Australia and Europe and things like that could pick us up off of the satellite, which would be pretty cool, too. So you can get all the details on all that information over at amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Jumping into the email box here, this one from Jeff. He says, a while back, you guys talked about what would happen to basic research without government. It was implied by a caller that most research would just end without the government, since a lot of it has no commercial benefit.
I would think that research would just be beginning without the government.
Well, there'd be a lot of things you could do research on the
right,
government prohibits.
Exactly.
And according to this emailer, he says, that caller is wrong. Of all the research and development done, 70% is done by business and 30% is done by government. He cites a Wikipedia article on that. And he says that most research won't miss a beat without the government. But let's look at what government does, because there is that 30%, and see if it won't continue after government ends. The government's National Science Foundation tracks all of the U.S. government spending on research and development. And apparently, according to the NSF's own statistics, the government spent $116 billion on research in 2007. Now, that seems like a pretty big number. But it turns out that the biggest item of that $116 billion is the Department of Defense and their $50 billion that went toward the development of defense technology. And we all know what that means. Weapons, bombs, things that go boom, guns, stuff like that, things you can hurt other people
Wait,
with.
Wait, how is that research?
Well, they're using that money to build new weapons.
Okay.
They're researching new ways to hurt people.
$50 billion
worth. So Jeff points out that, not surprisingly, an organization that operates outside of the market, that is, the government, is spending half of their research money on something that has no market value. One of the important questions people ask when you talk about getting rid of government is who would pay for defense? Well, the answer is that nobody would, because there isn't any real market demand for protection against foreign governments. Now, he's making that assertion. I don't know if it's really true. I mean, I think that there are some people out there that are irrationally scared of foreign governments. Like, we heard a caller earlier tonight mention that, oh, gosh, what will we do if, you know, the government's not there? What if people attack us from around the world? And I think we addressed the objection pretty well, that foreign governments would have no interest in attacking because there's no government to take over, there's no government warmongering, there's no government invading other people's lands. But all that said, I think it's a little presumptuous to say there is no market demand for that. There might be, and if so, it will be served. But he says that the answer is, well, when was a citizen ever attacked by a foreign government? Bin Laden didn't attack the World Trade Towers because he was unhappy with the customer service he got from his stockbroker. That was an attack on the government. Defense is something that governments need, not civil people who act on a voluntary basis. I think if you and a bunch of your friends got a lot of guns and then traveled around the world bossing people around, I think you at that point would need some kind of defense because you're going to tick a lot of people off. But for the rest of us, who act more civil and treat people and their property with respect, defense is needed just as much as insurance against witchcraft is needed. All the money we spend on defense is a complete and total waste of money. We get zero value from that. And I don't think the market will spend $50 billion researching weaponry. So the real question is will the remaining $66 billion of government research money get funded? Well, most people don't know how much we already donate to charity. Americans donate $300 billion per year. And that's after half of their money has been stolen by government. Because when you get your paycheck, that money's gone already. So of the money that you do have, a bunch of it goes to charity already. So in a world without government, says Jeff, charitable donations would skyrocket and certainly provide more than enough money for worthy projects, even if they have no commercial value. Here on this program, we raised a significant amount of money for the St. Jude Children's Hospital a few months back in tandem with a promotion for getting people to join the Free State Project. And people, when they're confronted with an opportunity to be charitable and they're told a story about, you know, some kid with cancer or somebody else that's hurting or somebody had their house burned down or whatever the tragic story is, they respond, don't they? I mean, you've had an experience with this recently.
Yeah, actually, a young lady and personal friend of mine died recently. In
listener
a
to
really,
the show, too.
Yeah, she did listen to the show. A very nice young lady that I met here when I first moved up. I worked with her, and she died in a really tragic car accident here in New Hampshire.
Head-on collision was awful.
It was awful. Her mother is in the hospital. She's in very bad condition. She is awake now, and she knows that her daughter's dead. But their family always consisted of the mother and Justine, my friend, who basically played the role of dad and helped humongously with taking care of their younger sister and brother.
Really? Okay.
So now there's this younger sister and brother who basically are missing half of their family. Mm. So it's been a humongous burden placed on their family. The company that I work for, which is actually based out of Massachusetts, the franchise that I work for, these people have never, ever, ever met this young lady in their life.
She was just an associate.
She was just one of thousands of associates who work for their company. They started a trust fund for the family, and three different stores, the one that we work at, which is actually the store that the young lady worked at, and other stores who just wanted to jump on the bandwagon, started collecting donations for the young lady. And the owners of the company, in addition to putting a ginormous, I mean, I've heard the numbers, and it's a really generous donation, just personal donation into this trust fund, are also matching dollar for dollar anything anybody donates. Now, we normally collect donations.
That's really generous.
It's really is generous. And these guys never met this young lady. They do not know her whatsoever. If they didn't do anything, it wouldn't really mean anything to them. You know what I mean? They didn't know her. It doesn't affect their lives. But they wanted to do the right thing. And our donation bins, normally we collect donations for the King Community Kitchen. We get like $18 every week.
Oh, really?
They skyrocketed to like $300 a week.
Wow.
And they're matching that.
Didn't you say some guy came in the other day and wanted to give like $1,400 or something?
$4,000.
$4,000.
Someone wrote a check for $4,000.
Wow.
Because, I mean, we just have like a little sign that says, you know, what happened. And people who don't know her And people who did know her, when they read that, it just touches them. You
sure.
know what I mean? And I've seen people put change in. I've seen people put, I mean, this guy made a $4,000 donation. So
it's amazing.
It really is amazing. I mean, people didn't know her, but, and I'd like to
but
point out.
But they feel like, you know, well, what if I was in this situation? What would I want to happen? I would want somebody to donate to a cause if I was in trouble. That's my,
right.
might be one
and
of the things
money,
that goes
the
through
trust
their mind.
Fund is in the name of the kids. So it's going to the brother and the sister who are really hurting for money, obviously. Their mother isn't working, and I don't think that they were that, mm-hmm. you know, that comfortable anyway. I don't totally know the financial situation. But what I'd like to point out is that if they wanted government help, they would have to fill out tomes and tomes and tomes of paperwork, first of all.
Yeah, if there even is help
yeah,
available.
Yeah, if there is that kind of help available, if they wanted government help, there would be all these hoops that they needed to jump through. And this was no effort whatsoever, just out of the kindness of the owner's heart.
They didn't have
heart.
To ask. They didn't ask anybody.
No, they didn't ask for anything at all. People just felt like doing the right thing, because when tragedies like this happen, it really affects people.
Well, and because people are inherently good. And that they do want to do things to help their neighbors, and they do want to do things to help out people that are having a tough time. And there's so much evidence of it. I mean, you just gave a great example, and there's more. I mean, the tsunami that hit Thailand a couple years ago resulted in a tremendous outpouring of support from people here in this country and around the world. Billions of dollars were given to the rescue efforts down there, and most people in America are, number one, never going to visit Thailand. Number two, certainly don't know anybody in Thailand. But they heard about human tragedy, and they dug deep, and they responded. And people do that sort of thing. And, of course, you know, the whole idea that money is the root of all evil is absolutely ludicrous. Thank goodness those two guys that own the company that you work for have some money at their disposal
right.
where they could just cut a check.
I wasn't able to open up a trust fund because I don't have
right.
as much money as they do. But because they are so wealthy, they're able to give. And they do various donations like this all the time.
Sure.
I mean, they just are constantly setting up funds and donating to what they think is right. So I'm totally with you on that. I hate when people complain about money. If you're complaining about money, it's because
you don't have
enough
it.
Of
you're
it.
Jealous.
And it's your own fault.
Or you've been just trained. You know,
right.
you've been trained to believe
money's
that
evil.
Something's wrong with having money. 800-259-9231. Money is what makes a lot possible. Everything that we enjoy today.
I love money.
It was created in the pursuit of, well, a buck. Hour 3's on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up.